The following lecture by Trigerino, Our Response to the Cosmos 4, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Brazil in November 2006.
Nós vimos então que a Terra é um planeta.
So we have seen that the Earth is a planet whose goal has not been fulfilled.
Interplanetárias e extraterrestres.
Therefore, interplanetary and extraterrestrial bases were installed in its ambit. Not all of them on the physical level, but in inner levels of the aura of the Earth. It has been this way since the beginning. And these bases were installed to anchor the vibration needed for the development of certain tasks.
Elas tinham também a função
and in the beginning, they also had the role of sowing the seeds to bring forth the inner hierarchy of the Earth, which came about during the development of the planet.
Isto precisou ser assim.
This was the way it had to be. These bases had to be installed here because the raw material of the Earth,
formou este planeta,
the matter which formed this planet,
evolutivas que haviam fracassado em ciclos anteriores,
came from evolutionary streams that had failed in former cycles. So it was a planet made up of things that had failed in the evolutionary streams.
Precisou ser recuperado.
And these had to be restored.
Então, a ajuda de mundos mais adiantados,
so the help of more advanced worlds,
intervenção de vários planetas,
and the assistance of various planets and of various intraterrestrial consciousnesses
aqui,
always worked here.
A matéria da Terra ainda não foi totalmente transformada.
The matter of the Earth has not yet been totally transformed.
Transmutação.
It is in the process of transmutation.
A Terra, quando estiver pronta, preparada, totalmente
when the Earth has been made ready, prepared, totally restored,
física,
it will
densa,
no longer be a physical
hoje.
Earth dense the way it is today.
Denso da Terra será o etérico.
The densest level of the Earth will be the etheric level.
Está numa fase, num período de transmutação,
so
de purificação,
the Earth is undergoing a phase, a period of transmutation, of purification, and in a certain sense of the transformation of the physical into the etheric element. These things take so much time, our kind of time, that it is not possible to forecast when they will take place.
Os seres humanos que estão na órbita da Terra se sintonizam com este
if
processo,
the human beings who are on the sphere of the Earth are attuned with this process, if they understand this process, they will also undergo a process of becoming more subtle and will prepare to become liberated from subsisting in dense physical matter.
Já estão numa matéria mais sutil.
The matter of our intraterrestrial brothers is already more subtle. The intraterrestrials have no physical body unless they become materialized. The more advanced ones can become materialized, but they do not have physical bodies. And we will follow the same trend of evolution as we go on becoming more subtle. The intraterrestrials, in turn, go on becoming more subtle until they become totally invisible on the level where they are.
E as bases que foram colocadas na Terra,
and the bases that were placed on the Earth are also meant to help this process, to radiate an extraterrestrial vibration
todo este processo
that would further this entire process.
Estão situadas em nível suprafísico.
And these bases are located on a superphysical level. Even though symbolically there may be, for example, a base inside a mountain or a base within the earth, we are referring to the subtle part of the earth, the superphysical part of the earth.
Que quando se vê em Hermes ou em qualquer outra área,
so much so that when one sees these operations take place in Hermes or in any other area, one usually sees one of these lights from the sky go into the mountain. So the light is not on the physical plane, and therefore we can see it penetrate the mountain, which is physical. For since it is not physical, it goes into the mountain and goes to the base, which is inside the mountain, the superphysical mountain. These bases that were installed on the earth are not fixed. They are movable. And they may be an antechamber, or they may be a region that is an entryway to intraterrestrial civilizations that are not on the physical plane. So through the work of a base, we can be prepared and we can be taken into an intraterrestrial civilization or an intraoceanic civilization, evidently without our physical bodies. And this base is responsible for carrying out this operation, this transformation. And in some bases, such as the moon, which is also a base nowadays, in some bases, we leave our physical body there, and we enter a different space, a different time, with our subtle bodies that have been prepared. And when we get back, we occupy our physical bodies again. The base takes charge of keeping our physical body shielded, in a certain way, from any other influence. Incarnated humans can collaborate with the activities of a base of operations on subtle levels when they are in the proper attunement. So there are humans who work with this. They are few, but they work consciously and are connected to these bases. These people generally do not make themselves known. These people avoid publicity. These people are unknown. The work is inner, inside, which individuals do inwardly with their souls, with their monads, or with their subtle bodies. It is more common for human beings to receive assistance and help from these bases. It is not very common for a human being to help these bases, for a human being to collaborate with these bases, because there is no training for this. We are not prepared for these things, as we know.
Quando termina o trabalho de uma base,
when the work of a base is finished, or when one of these bases is no longer needed because the situation changed, or there was a change in the method of the ongoing operation, the base is then transferred to another area if it changes tasks, or it can remain in the same area, in the same place, with a different task.
Não tem vida fixa,
so in no way is a base stable.
Bases podem estar regulando
several bases
movimento,
may be guiding the movement of entrance and exit of the space vessels that come from the planetary centers or from extraterrestrial space.
É uma destas bases, das mais
Niskalkat is one of these most important bases of the planet. And we were given information about the base of Niskalkat, and we even published a book about it, which is a standard book on the work of the bases. Those who want to go deeper into this subject can consult
agora,
this book.
Esta base de
Up till now, this base of Nisqalkat has been working on the superphysical levels of Asia.
Deve estar neutralizando.
And this base is probably neutralizing, as far as karma permits, many activities, including nuclear ones, in that area that could be causing even greater disasters than they are. A base cannot intervene in human free will. So a base cannot stop someone from building nuclear weapons. This base cannot prevent this because humanity has free will. But a base can keep this under control to a certain extent and, for example, prevent certain accidents that could be caused or produced by forces of involution, forces that come in and attempt to provoke an accident in these places that are very dangerous for the Earth. So a base is there in readiness to prevent whatever can be prevented. You can imagine that with these nuclear plants which humans build, and with their level of bewilderment and their level of distraction and with their intelligence quotient, it is evident that such disasters should be much more frequent and much more commonplace. So we don't know to what extent these bases have served the planet. We don't know how many things have been prevented.
Hoje nós vamos ter mais presente.
Today we are going to take a look at a base called Antares.
Antares, nome,
this is the name
é dado à principal estrela
given to the principal star of the constellation of Scorpio.
Este nome é dado
and
a esta
the name
base
is
de
given
operações.
To this base of
então,
operations.
Antares,
so when we talk about Antares, we are not referring to the star in Scorpio. We are referring to the base, which is a base of operations that enables the extraplanetary hierarchies to approach the Earth. When collective catastrophes occur on Earth, then the rescue of the inhabitants of those places, because there are some disasters which can impact or traumatize the inner bodies of an individual, traumatize an individual's soul. Not the monad, but the soul can be injured. So in such places, at those times, the bases are very important. In these catastrophes, there are beings who must have their souls preserved or some subtle body preserved for the next incarnation.
Esta base de Antares,
so this base of Antares does this.
E ela serve para transportar
and it is able
monadas,
to transport
casos,
the monads in such cases.
Permitir que certas presenças
or enable certain extraterrestrial presences to become better integrated into the atmosphere of the planet.
Esta base de Antares,
this base of Antares works actively in other planetary systems. It does not work only on Earth. It is not a base which is located on the Earth. It comes as close as possible to the Earth because it has functions in other planets which allow it to come closer, closer because these planets are less dense.
A tarefa desta base
the role of this base is to transport the monadic essences
então, monada,
through the cosmos. So a monad, an essence,
mudar de região no cosmos.
Can change areas in the cosmos. A monad does not have to always live on the same planet. And this monadic essence has a level of vibration that might need safeguarding while traversing the cosmos where there is an infinity of vibratory levels. So this base Alentaris cooperates in this transmigration of these monads from one place to another. And it is this base of Antares that is in charge of bringing certain monads from other planets here. And this base of Antares
de transferir para a Terra
is able to transfer to Earth the monads that come from liquid planets, such as the mongoloid beings.
Estas monadas que vêm de planetas líquidos,
so for these monads that come from liquid planets to enter a solid planet and to incarnate in a solid planet in a physical body requires a delicate operation. This is a very advanced operation that this base of Antares takes upon itself.
And the balance between
the incoming of monads to the aura of a planet and the departure of the monads from that planet, this balance is also regulated by Antares.
Tem uma certa capacidade de dar habitação para monadas.
A planet has a specific capacity to harbor monads, and the monads can also change planets.
Aquilo que sai e aquilo que chega, quem regula é Antares.
It is Antares that regulates this balance, this going out and coming in.
Para nós,
so this base is very important for us who are studying and who are seeking
mais consciente, mais decisiva,
a more conscious and a more decisive contact with our monadic level.
Em outras palavras,
in other words, with our spirit.
Uma das tarefas de Figueira é ter dia um observatório.
One of the tasks of Figueira is to one day have an observatory, but not an astronomical observatory, because to have an astronomical observatory, we could use any existing observatory.
Está nos planos para que exista em Figueira. Até hoje não se conseguiu fazê-lo.
But so far it has not been possible to build the observatory that is in Figueira's plans. But the plan hasn't been dropped. So this observatory would be to contact these movements.
Nós necessitamos
so we would need to prepare sensitive persons, individuals who are attuned to this type of study, to this type of contact, so that we could have an observatory here. And this observatory could cooperate with the work of the bases. It could be like a base consciously kept up by incarnated human beings. Figueira has a spiritual hierarchy that would make this possible, and this hierarchy is waiting for this to happen on the physical level. This observatory would have to be aware of the existence of certain stellar bodies that are not visible to the naked eye, stars which normal astronomy and science do not know, and which cannot be detected in the sky with instruments. And these stellar bodies may be contacted by our inner perception or by our abstract mind. The location and even the abstract image of these stellar bodies can be imprinted in our abstract mind, and we can interrelate with these stellar bodies that work with the Earth and that are unknown, and nobody is aware of this work. So it is a work of astronomy, but on another level, a more subtle activity of astronomy.
Que é esta localidade dentro da nossa área?
Crystal Hill, which is located within our area, Crystal Hill is situated within our boundaries for this activity to be carried out, or there, or in its surroundings.
materiais que controlam estas coisas.
All the material instruments that control these things, all the astronomical instruments, the telescopes, all this
por leis imateriais,
is controlled by non-material laws. I don't know if the astronomers are aware of this. A telescope, an instrument such as this, operates not only by the material laws of physics, but there is always a non-material law acting on these instruments so that they can really pick up things that go beyond matter.
Quem lida com um telescópio,
so those who handle a telescope can only see physical things. But there might be someone who can use the telescope in such a way that it displays other things. And this depends on the vibration of who is there. It depends on the vibration of who is using the telescope. That is why it is important to have a telescope in a spiritual center. Because in a spiritual center, work is done with vibrations in a way that is slightly different to the work done by a scientist or by a regular astronomer. It is not a question of the members of a spiritual center being astronomers. They are not astronomers, but they might have an aptitude to perceive things which the non-material laws can reveal. But there must be a special training for this to take place. And even regular telescopes that are commonly used are controlled by non-material forces because the cosmos must not be encroached on. You can see that there are many secrets. Many stellar bodies are not seen. Many planets have never been detected. There is a certain mystery. Things are never completely revealed. You can see, for example, the indecision of the astronomers, of the scientists, as to whether or not Pluto is a planet of the solar system. This shows us the level of control that exists in all of this. The moon, for example, which is currently a base, a laboratory base, the moon is unknown to the terrestrials. We know that those who first arrived on the moon saw things, found things there, so much so they were subdued and had to undergo a process of holding back all they had seen. But one of them used to go to Aurora. So the beings in charge of Aurora knew very well what they had seen. But all this does not get into the world news. This does not get into the news because it is dangerous for science to reveal all that it does not know, because this would be acknowledging its ignorance. Therefore, science only reveals what it already knows, and even so, we don't know if it really does know. Very well. So, the stellar bodies, most of them, are out there, only they are not visible. Humanity of the surface is preordained to get to know them better, to have more contact with them.
As constelações são vórtices de energia.
The constellations are vortices of energy that reveal and transmit aspects of the life which sustains the universes. I don't know how a constellation is defined here on Earth. But a constellation is a set of energies that are attuned, stars that are in attunement, which transmit as a group the great life which sustains the universes. So constellations are very important groups.
coloca certas estrelas dentro de
Science has placed certain stars inside some constellations, but they are not really there. A constellation is something else. A constellation is not what is assembled in a certain way as people think. But a constellation is an essence, and we do not know all of the stars in a constellation, because nowadays they are not mapped that way.
As áreas que compõem o cosmos não têm fronteiras.
Since the areas that make up the cosmos have no borders, they have no boundaries, a constellation could include a star that is very far away. And scientists cannot even imagine this because they are not there, do you see? So we have a lot to learn. There is almost everything to be discovered in this field.
Que exprimem estados internos.
There are stars that express very high inner states of vibration.
Reúnem outras estrelas em constelações.
And these gather other stars into constellations, regardless of the distance between them. They draw them together into constellations,
como no caso de Andrômeda.
As in the case of Andromeda.
Andrômeda emite uma energia.
Andromeda radiates a revitalizing and redeeming energy to Earth. If it were not for Andromeda, the Earth would already be devitalized. So the redemption of the Earth, the rescue of the Earth, is a fairly complex operation, and to some extent it is unknown. But without Andromeda, without its force, without this force, it would not be possible to rescue the Earth. So we can see that it is like an assurance that the Earth will be rescued. And Andromeda helps the Earth in its link with intergalactic hierarchies. So there can be a space vessel here on Earth, there can be a mother space ship, there can be an intergalactic presence here on Earth, and this is much more far-reaching than the extraterrestrial level. These presences from other galaxies. So this is possible through the mediation of Andromeda.
Nos abrindo para contatos
in order for us to be open to contacts from the cosmos, to pursue this subject,
de ter presente Sirius,
we could not overlook Sirius.
Sirius é como o eu superior do Sol.
Because Sirius is
assim
like the Sun's higher self.
Superior,
in the same way that we have a higher
Sol
self, a Sun also has a higher self. Which is a star that is infinitely larger than it. So Sirius is the Sun's higher self. And we who are seeking to become conscious of our higher self, we are seeking our Sirius. So it is important for us to have this analogy, because this helps our consciousness to make this contact with our higher self.
A estrela Sirius está para o Sol, assim como a alma humana.
The star Sirius is to the Sun what the human soul is to our consciousness. So see how important it is, and how there is a way open to this star, because it is directly connected to the Sun.
Que é o responsável pela canalização
and Sirius
do amor
is responsible for channeling
solar.
Love wisdom to the solar system.
O amor sabedoria não vem do Sol diretamente.
Love wisdom does not come directly from the Sun.
Sabedoria,
the seat of love wisdom
no sistema solar é o
in
Sol.
The solar system is
mas
the Sun.
É Sirius que canaliza
but it is Sirius that channels this
amor
to the Sun.
Solar
so that solar love wisdom is this
sistema.
Love wisdom that we have in the system. But love wisdom does not begin in the Sun. And love wisdom is much more extensive than we could possibly conceive in this solar system. And it is Sirius that channels this here.
E Sirius é também aquilo que promove
and it is also Sirius that stimulates the integration of the various levels of manifestation in the solar system. The solar system is able to be physical, to be astral, to be mental. The solar system is able to have all the planes up to the divine level because Sirius maintains the integration among these levels. In other words, the integration of the sun and the integration of all the planes of the solar system depends on Sirius. So this has a direct influence on the spiritual development of humanity. Those who relate to these things know inwardly that if it were not for the influence of Sirius, the spiritual development of humanity would have already been halted. But Sirius has such power within the karma of the cosmos that because of Sirius, the spiritual development of humanity was never interrupted in spite of all that humanity has done to disrupt it. So love for this, love for Sirius, expands our capacity to love. And this increases our love wisdom to an extent that we could never fathom. The love wisdom that is latent in us through Sirius is inconceivable in this system, in this solar system. In other words, Sirius prepares humanity to enter other states. It is not limited to this solar system. The Pleiades are other stars that we should be more conscious of. We should be more aware of them. These are an aggregation of stars of the constellation Taurus. The seven principal stars of Pleiades are visible to the naked eye. And after this purification that is taking place on the planet, these Pleiades will become the mirrors that will transmit the energy of the rays to Earth. So the energy of the rays on this Earth will have a much greater development than they do now. And it is the Pleiades that are in charge of this. The rays, the cosmic rays, are being transmitted to Earth through Ursa Major, the Great Bear. But the Great Bear has another role, a much greater role in the cosmos, and will hand this work with the Earth over to the Pleiades. We who are studying the rays, we who are looking into this subject, we already know that even our psychology can develop greatly through knowledge of the rays. We would have to be more receptive. We would have to be more aware of the existence of these Pleiades. You can see that these things, these, what we would call astrology, are not on a personal level. Whenever we talk of these things, we are referring to all. We are talking about all of humanity, and we are also talking about all of the planets. So this is a broader vision. This is a broader way of seeing these things. And if we begin to relate to these, we begin to expand, because our destiny and our role are for us to become expanded, to expand ourselves more and more. There are no limits to our consciousness to become expanded. But we also have to take into account the planets of our system, we would have to take into account the planets, and not only these stars, but also the planets, because these planets that together with the Earth make up the solar system, these planets also work directly with humanity. And as monads, or as souls, we can recognize our future steps. A monad can recognize the step to take. A soul can recognize its future stage through the energy of Mercury. Mercury makes this possible for us when the energy of Mercury permeates the Earth and attunes with humanity. It makes this possible for us. It allows us to foresee these inner steps, and it gives us equilibrium between our opposites. So, if we were to have more frequent contact and more stable contact with Mercury, we would already be androgynous. There would be no more male and female. We would all be androgynous. So you can see the level of that civilization, which is not on the physical level. The humanity of Mercury, which is not physical, is an androgynous humanity. So that all who are working on balancing these polarities, all who are doing this work consciously in the sense of uniting their two polarities, of transcending the separate masculine and feminine states, and of attaining a level of unification of these two opposites, have much to do with Mercury. This planet is the prime mover of this fusion. It is evident that Mercury makes it possible to readjust many differences in humanity, many differences, many conflicts that humanity brings from its ancient past. And since Mercury acts directly on our mental plane, it is the governor of the fifth race. It is the governor of this present race. This race is governed by Mercury, because at the end of its evolution, this race will have to begin to be an androgynous race. So all this is governed by Mercury. We will always have Mercury in our consciousness. A lot of the work that is yet to take place is related to it. But one thing that happened on Earth that was the work of Mercury was the appearance of medicine. Mercury brought about medicine on Earth. Where would we be without medicine? We would all be syphilitic until today. What would happen to us without this? So medicine emerged on Earth thanks to Mercury. It is a tangible work of Mercury's. And the ones who founded medicine were all very much in touch with Mercury. Now Venus is another planet that intensely penetrated the consciousness of the second cosmic ray, which is an important expression for us. And when a monad or when a soul is meant to participate in an inner school, one of these inner schools, the school of Venus is open to take in this humanity. And what the star Sirius is to the sun, the higher self of the sun, Venus is to the earth, as though Venus were the earth's higher self.
Foi que se implantou na humanidade terrestre as expansões de consciência.
It was through Venus that expansions of consciousness were implanted on the humanity of the earth, these special expansions of consciousness. So Mercury founded medicine and Venus introduced into humanity the possibility for humans to undergo special expansions of consciousness, to move beyond natural evolution, to be enabled to evolve more rapidly, more intensely.
E de Vênus vem muito estímulo para a nossa mente.
And from Venus comes much of the stimulus for our minds, but for our minds that begin to attain the higher mental levels. And thus, it helps us to contact our supraconsciousness.
Nós conhecemos venusiano, que é conhecido como Jesus.
We know about a Venusian known as Jesus. He was a Venusian.
Uma mônada venusiana,
when there is
então, em geral,
a Venusian
na terra,
monad,
há muito
it
tempo.
Has generally been
quando
on earth for a long time. And when it manifests itself, it had
então,
already been on earth for a long time.
Muito tempo para
because
se adaptar
a Venusian takes a long time to become adapted here and to be able to live as a man, to get to live humanly. Because the humanity of this earth is very far removed from the humanity of Venus in terms of quality. So that for a being like Jesus to remain on earth till the end, as he said he would, because he said he would remain on earth until the end, required an intensive work of adaptation. And evidently, this opened the way for terrestrial humans as well to change planetary environments, because this doorway has already been opened for us. This was one of Jesus' most important works, and it is not even mentioned among his works because you know how short-sighted we are and how myopic our history is. So this was his principal work.
De Vênus vem a hierarquia da instrução.
The hierarchy of teaching comes from Venus, and the priestly lineage, the monads that are in the priestly lineage, the monads that tend towards the work of the priestly lineage, such monads have in Venus a field for self-perfecting.
Quando a energia de Vênus toca humana,
when the energy of Venus touches the human soul, when it touches
profundo,
the human being at some very deep level, it brings forth a sense of beauty and of harmony.
Então, ser humano, para perceber a beleza,
so for a human being to perceive beauty, for a human being to enter an environment of beauty and harmony, the fourth ray, for a human being to be able to remain in this, Venus makes this accessible. These are planets, they are entities which are far above the terrestrial
karma
and far above the karma of humanity.
Sem a irradiação de Vênus sobre a humanidade,
without Venus overspreading humanity with its radiation, humanity would still have been at the animal level, because the earth is not capable of transforming animal humanity into human beings. So we would still be animals if it were not for this presence, if it were not for this stimulation. And Venus also carries out a more concrete, basic role, so that our humanity may transcend certain limits and be able to enter the service of the cosmos. Humanity can render service in the cosmos, and Venus is the one that makes this possible, that lends its energy. Venus opens the way.
Esta possibilidade.
Venus affords humanity this possibility.
Marte é outro planeta deste sistema.
Mars is another planet of this system. It is one of the transmitters of fires by friction. So we have all this friction here on Earth, which is fire, very necessary fire. This comes through Mars, which transmits it to us here. And if our energy is not purified and transmuted on the material planes, Mars begins to stimulate us, not so much on the higher level, but on the very material level of friction. When the influence of Mars is very strong, there can even be discordance in the environment. So the work of Mars on Earth and the work of Mars on us would be much greater and much more elevated if we were more purified.
Então nós vamos usufruir da presença de Marte muito mais.
So we will benefit much more from the presence of Mars as we go on purifying our being.
Está muito presente,
but Mars is present, and Mars is radiating extensively, even though we are not pure, because it is Mars that gives humanity the drive to help,
de ajudar os semelhantes.
To aid fellow beings.
Está para acontecer na Terra,
and since the Earth is about to experience an unparalleled catastrophe, then our capacity to help, our capacity to act in moments of emergency has to expand. It has to expand because our readiness to help today is to help in normal situations. But for us to have the capacity to help in the times that are coming, Mars has to be much more present in our midst. Mars has to be much more among us. And so, with this come other things, because we are not purified. So today you can see certain totally irrational manifestations in how the instinctive energies are handled and all that, because we are not purified. But this cannot be halted because we need this energy in order to provide relief on the level that relief will be needed, on the level in which humanity is going to need relief, because all our concepts of relief will not suffice in those moments of emergency. So we need a lot of inspiration from Mars. So we should monitor ourselves, we should be very controlled, very purified, in order to receive this. And not use it the way humanity usually makes use of it.
Este Marte está tão próximo do plano físico.
Mars is so close to the physical level that it controls many of the contacts made by space probes on it. So the majority of the probes that were sent to Mars disappeared. Of course, science does not talk about this. It only talks of the probes that arrived, while the majority disappeared. So there is a control, because there are times when an arrival of such an instrument can be evolutionary. But there are junctures of circumstances of the cosmos or of the systems when this is inopportune.
Marte já conseguiu, inclusive, dado o trabalho intenso que faz com a Terra, Marte já
and partly because of the intensive work it does with the Earth, Mars has already been able to enter the sidereal fleets of space vessels. So the space vessels of Mars are not like the intraterrestrial space vessels. The space vessels from Mars are not like the space vessels of certain planets. The space vessels from Mars can navigate in fleets, traversing the entire cosmos. So Mars is a very inspiring planet for our contacts, very inspiring for our observation in this field of space vessels. You know that they went about photographing Mars, and they saw a face on the surface of Mars, and that face represented vigilance. That face is the symbol of the vigilant Mars. So only those who are meant to get there will get there. The space probes will only reach there if they are meant to get there. The face that is there, which we can recognize as a face, is a symbol of vigilance. It is a symbol of the meaning of that planet and of that planet's role. Jupiter, as a planetary being, contributes to the equilibrium of the entire solar system. So Jupiter is a far more advanced planet. And in a certain sense, Jupiter governs the life of all the kingdoms of nature that exist on Earth. Not directly here on Earth, but it governs the life of the kingdoms on the level of the kingdoms. So the kingdoms of nature, mineral, plant, animal, and human, all have something to do with Jupiter. Jupiter governs them. And it channels the first ray to the solar system. Only a first ray channel would be able to govern all the kingdoms, would exercise the governance of all this. Saturn also has a great influence on the Earth, and it stimulates humans to transcend the patterns they have established for themselves, because people would become crystallized in all the human patterns they created. So Saturn does not intervene in these patterns, because we have the freedom to create our patterns. So every time we set a pattern, a ray from Saturn has to come and neutralize that pattern a little, so that we can evolve in spite of the pattern we established. Of course, we create gorgeous patterns. You can see the kind of patterns that exist here on Earth, one lovelier than the other. If it were not for Saturn neutralizing our life, for us not to get stuck in these patterns, I don't know where we would be. Saturn is a planet that reveals through intuition. You can look at Saturn through an instrument all you want, but it only reveals itself on the intuitional level. Saturn shows itself on the level of intuition. Saturn helps us develop intuition, and it transmits the seventh ray, the ray of organization, the ray of order that should become established on Earth.
E Urano, que vai nos estimulando,
and Uranus stimulates us to attune with our non-material levels.
Muito interno, muito
Uranus
sutil.
Is a very withdrawn, a very subtle planet. It is our link with our non-material levels. This is the responsibility of Uranus. Every change in the planet's cycle involves Uranus. The Earth does not have independent cycles. Any cycle of evolution that is created on Earth is governed by Uranus.
Inclui todos os ciclos da Terra.
Uranus encompasses all the cycles of the Earth.
Uma forma de nós termos uma proporção entre a Terra e Urano.
One way for us to estimate the proportionality between the Earth and Uranus is to know that 1 month in Uranus equals 7 of our years. So we can see the grandeur of Uranus, what life is on Uranus. Here, when 7 years go by, over there, a month went by. So it is really something that can govern our cycles, because it is aware of all our cycles. Our cycles are not so long. And Neptune influences our emotional forces.
É um dos mais desconhecidos. pela humanidade.
And for humanity, Neptune is one of the most unfamiliar planets. It is almost unknown. And it works building the links between the consciousness of the Earth and the consciousness of the larger planets, the more subtle planets. So Neptune makes this interconnection between consciousness of the Earth and of other planets. And symbolically, here it governs the element water.
O conhecimento de Netuno não vai ser nesta etapa da humanidade.
Neptune will not become known in this stage of humanity. Humanity is going to get to know Neptune in the following stage, because water is again going to become important on Earth, since we are now entering a period of fire. So Neptune should govern later on.
E é completamente desconhecido.
The relationship Neptune has with water, with this element, is completely unknown, in the same way that humanity's relationship with water is unknown. Neptune will reveal this. Neptune will direct this, and Neptune will build this. And another planet that we are only going to study in the future and will only be known in all its aspects in the future is Pluto, which radiates beneficently to our instinctive forces.
Well, the elevated aspects of Pluto
will remain unknown for some time yet, but we have been given a few hints. We need Pluto because apart from the important things it will have to carry out with us and with the Earth, Pluto holds the key to our contact with the intraterrestrial worlds. If Pluto does not give us the key, none of us can contact the intraterrestrial world. The link between the world of the surface and the intraterrestrial world depends on Pluto. Pluto manages this. And of course, Pluto has a cosmic intelligence and knows how fragile this link is, and also how necessary this link is, and that it should take place within certain order, within certain harmony, and at a level that our human mind can take in. It also stimulates our discernment in regard to the vibrations with which we should interact. Without Pluto aligned with us, we are not able to discern vibrations. So we need this contact, which is envisioned for the future, but the keys are all here for us to have this discernment in regard to our interaction with vibrations. Well, in the next session, we will see the last chapter of this story. And then we will see our response, not to the stellar bodies and the stars and the planets, but we will see our response to the commands, our response to these consciousnesses that are not stellar bodies, they are not planets, they are not stars, they are consciousnesses, which we also call commands, and they are dealing with the Earth. So the next session will be a little more human, so to speak, human from our point of view, because those commands are no longer human. Those commands are already superhuman. And with this, we will conclude this work.